Today we're looking at the fourth chapter of 1 Timothy. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, wherein thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, and having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy prophecy may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. I recently got an email from a gentleman who was lambasting me and saying I was of the Antichrist and doctrines of demons and all kinds of charges he made against me because of my speaking out against false prophets and people that are teaching things that are absolutely in contradistinction to the Bible. And he told me that I had a spirit of demons, and that I was going to hell, and that on and on and on. And we're going to see that this scripture, 1 Timothy 4th chapter, is going to become more and more a scripture for today, because it says the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. The very thing that he was charging me with, he would not substantiate any of his charges against me in specifics. He was just making general, broad, sweeping statements. And I indicated to him, look, the reason that I'm speaking out against these folks like Robert Shuler and Billy Graham and Rick Warren and Paul and Jane Crouch and some of these folks is because they have a voice to literally millions and millions of people. And they are preaching a doctrine of deception. Okay? They are making merchandise of people, and they're denying the covenant. What is the covenant? The covenant is that God chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. The covenant is the doctrine of predestination, election. And every one of those people that I just mentioned deny predestination. They deny that God chose us before the fall. Before he created the world, he chose for himself out his elect. It also says here in this passage that they're speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their consciences seared with a hot iron. You know, today the consciences are seared with the programming that God loves everybody. And this doctrine of tolerance is purported most by people who are the most intolerant. Good example is this gentleman that emailed me was very intolerant of my speaking out against people who were teaching things that were antithetical to the Bible. And so he was quick to be ready to condemn me to hell. Well, we've also had our consciences seared with the hot iron of humanistic educational programming. Our society wants to have inclusion. You know, we see this person that went in he was obviously psychologically deranged to go in and kill 32 people and then turn a gun on himself and kill himself in this college. But yet, at the service that they had, mourning the loss of all of these students, the service really was more about trying a feel-good, trying to bring inclusion of all races and people together, and religions together. A Muslim was one of the first speakers in that service. Well, that's exactly how our consciences are being seared with hot iron, that all paths lead to God. The very doctrine that Robert Schuller touts, the very doctrine that Robert Schuller preaches, that's what was going on up there yesterday in that service, mourning the loss of all of these students. You know, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats. We see that the Catholic Church has forbidden their people in leadership to marry. That they should not enter into sexual union and marriage. And there's many churches now that are touting that you should abstain from meats and that you should only be a vegetarian and the admonition here is that you know, if we are serving God, Paul says, if we're serving God, then all things are okay for us to participate in, for God is the one that made all of these things. And there's, by our eating, when we bless our food, it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer, verse 5. And he says, refuse profane and old wives' fables. You know, and exercise thyself unto godliness. There's a lot of profane and old wise fables going on in ministry today. You can hear these profane and wise fables taught by some of the leading evangelists and some of the leading ministers out there. For an example, trying to talk about and mix psychology with the gospel. You know, that's fables. Fables. There's a distinction between psychology and theology. Theology is the doctrine of God. The doctrine of God includes man's depravity, his fallen state. Psychology is the doctrine of man, which includes the exaltation of the creature and self-actualization and self-esteemism and exalting man, lifting him up, the pride of man. Whereas if we read biblical doctrine, says that man is nothing, and he's less than a grasshopper, and that he's in need of redemption. And psychology teaches that man redeems himself through his own self-actualization process, lifting himself up by his bootstraps and putting his shoulder to the plow, as it were. He says also bodily exercise profitable. You know, we have a whole nation now on health and wealth and fitness centers, people focusing on marathon runs and all kind of exercise. He says it profiteth little, but godliness is profitable in all things, having promise of life that now is and of that which is to come. He says this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. So he says that we should labor and suffer reproach. If we're condemned by people for taking a stand against homosexuality, against false teachers, against false doctrine, if they want to condemn us to hell, you know, it's okay here. If we're suffering reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior? Who is the Savior? If anybody gets saved, okay, it's going to be because of the living God's intervention into these people who get saved. It's life. And if anyone believes the gospel, it's only because that belief has been imparted. That's the work of God, that we believe upon Him. And he says here that we should be careful about our conversation, and we should exhort, we should read and we should exhort to doctrine. We're at a time in our lives here in the United States and around the world where people have gotten away from the teaching doctrine. Biblical doctrine, not the creeds of men, not the confessions of men, but the biblical doctrine and instruction. And he says, till I come, telling Timothy, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Neglect not that gift that is in thee. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. Take heed unto thyself and unto doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and those that hear thee. Well, you know, one of the things that we need to focus on today is biblical doctrine. You know, and we need to focus on Christ. Christ is the end of the law to them that believe. And we need to focus on the fact that what Christ has done. We need to focus on the fact that Christ is has an excellent priesthood because he paid a perfect sacrifice for our sin. Neither by the blood of goats and bulls, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And we must realize that he offered himself for many. It says Christ was once offered to bear, I'm reading in the 9th chapter of Hebrews, for Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And in the 10th chapter of Hebrews it says that, for by one offering hath he perfected forever them that are sanctified. For by one offering. Again, the Roman Catholic Church wants to, every time they partake of the Mass, they want to have another offering for sin. They want to re-crucify Christ all over again in the Mass. And those in the Holiness Movement want to proclaim that you have to have more than one work of God in sanctification. I'm here to say that Hebrews teaches that for by one offering hath he perfected forever them that are sanctified. If you're justified, you're sanctified, and if you're sanctified, you're justified. 12th verse of the 10th chapter of Hebrews says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. And there are those out there that are preaching and teaching false doctrine that we're all children of God. And here he says that for henceforth expecting till his enemies to be made his footstool. If he has enemies, then we're not all children of God. There's a distinction between God's children and his enemies. And he says that this is a covenant that I will make that with them after these days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. So let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Okay, so we need to continue to teach these things. Focus on what Christ has done, not what man is doing, not teaching all this practical instruction all the time about how man can be healthy, wealthy, and wise. We need to be teaching about what Christ has done for us. It says, without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Twelfth chapter of Hebrews says, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So Jesus Christ has finished the work that he set out to do. And he authored it, and that the authorship was before the foundation of the world. And he finished it when he was hanging on the cross and said, it is finished. And we need to continue in these things. We need to exhort with long-suffering and doctrine. It says, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. For it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Hebrews 13:9. You know, we have to focus on the completed work of Jesus Christ, not free will, not Arminianism, not those things that are meat. That's meat and works. And he says, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So this morning, the admonition is to teach and exhort and focus upon the grace of God, the grace of God, not the works of man, not the free will of man, but we realize that he was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. 1 Peter 20. But with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is grass. That sounds pretty much in contradistinction to psychology, doesn't it? All flesh is grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. Well, what about self-actualization? What about you can become anything you want to be? Well, the grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you deserve all the glory and praise, that you're God alone, that you are God and we are not, and that you're the one that has accomplished redemption for us through your shed blood on the cross, and that you purposed this in yourself before the foundation of the world. We thank you that all of your word is true, that you will return again. You said, if I go away, I will receive you again into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. We pray that you would help us to continue in this doctrine and to stand for up against those who are teaching another doctrine, and help us to always give you all the glory in all these things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.